verse 17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." So you got the seven sealed judgments. You have the seven trumpet judgments. And now you have the seven vial judgments. Vial judgment 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now the angel pours out the seventh vial judgment. And when he does that, there's a powerful voice from heaven that says, "It is done." The final judgment has been poured out. And it says, "And there were voices and thunders and lightnings. And there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great, there will be an earthquake take place that apparently will shake the earth, larger and more powerful than any earthquake that has ever taken place." Verse 19, "And the great city was divided into three parts." Some people think this is Babylon. Some people think it's Jerusalem. It says the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away. Now apparently, this earthquake that's going to take place is going to be so powerful that literally the landscape of the world is going to change. Watch verse 20. It says, "Every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven." Watch this. "Every stone about the weight of a talent." So hailstones are going to come down from heaven. A talent is 125 pounds. So 125 pound hailstones are going to be coming out of heaven. An earthquake is going to shake the entire earth. There'll be thundering and lightning from heaven. And it says, "And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceedingly great." So apparently, this last vial judgment is so great that mountains are leveled, that islands disappear, and the earth is shaken. And now we are at the point of the second coming of Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what. You are going to watch this from heaven if you're saved. If you're not saved tonight, you can very well live through this. But if you're saved and you're taken in a rapture, you watch it from heaven. Unsaved, even if you get saved during the tribulation, you don't want to be here. You want to be saved now. You want to know Christ as your Savior now. Now let's turn to Revelation 18, and I'll just talk about one more thing, and then we're done tonight. Revelation 18 is the destruction of economic and political Babylon. Now, good people, again, disagree on this. Some people think, and I would think the majority of people think, that economic Babylon here is the revived Roman Empire, probably centered in Rome. This is going to be the economic and political system that is ruling the world and is controlled by the Antichrist. There are some people that believe literal Babylon will be rebuilt and it will be the center of everything. And that may happen. I would tend to believe that it's the revived Roman Empire. I think the readers in John's day, when the Apostle John wrote this, I think they would immediately go to the Roman Empire and the thought of the revived Roman Empire. So that's my own opinion. Different people disagree on this. And I might say this. Some people stay away from the book of Revelation. They say it's too difficult. You can't understand everything. Well, I think you take it literally, You understand everything you can understand. You ask God for wisdom. You ask God to show you. And there may be some things you don't understand, but you don't want to miss this. You do not want to be in a situation where you don't understand what's going to happen. I think this is the most exciting book in the entire Bible. And I encourage you to study it and to read it and to pray about it. Now, Revelation 18, verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, is fallen. You know, when God repeats something twice, Babylon the great is fallen, is fallen. He says, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold or the prison of every foul spirit, and the prison of every unclean and hateful bird. Down to verse 9. Verse 9 says, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. The economic, the political capital of the world, the Antichrist will be operating and ruling the world out of Rome, is suddenly, in 1 hour, going to be totally destroyed. And the world is going to cry out and wail and cry out in displeasure. They've just lost a great source of income and how they were prospering, and that place is going to be destroyed. In verse 18, it says, and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. All right? Yeah, can you imagine? If this happened to New York City tomorrow, in 1 hour, New York City, Wall Street, Stock Exchange, all the ships, the harbors, is destroyed in 1 hour, the billions of dollars that would be lost all over the world, and the world crying out for the loss, they've lost the source of their source of income. Well, is this going to be bigger than New York? This is going to be where the Antichrist is ruling. But watch here, and I'll close with this. Watch, it looks different from heaven. What we've been reading is what the world sees. But now in verse 20 and 21, it takes a view of the same situation from heaven. It says, rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shalt thou great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. You can just picture a mighty city just being thrown into the water and disappearing. It's gone. The world laments. The world cries out. The world wails and cries. But from heaven, it says, rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. Amen. We know how all this is going to end. And it's going to end the very next event, and this is what we do next week. The very next event is the trump of God sounds from heaven, and Jesus Christ returns.